Good afternoon. My name is Vali, Laika Vali, and you are currently listening to La Bonheur with me here on CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. I actually have someone in the studio with me today.
Hi, I'm Ines. I'm in the process of getting my own show, so I'm doing a show sit-in, and Vali has very kindly allowed me to come in on her amazing show, so...
Any ideas for what your show is going to be about?
I'm thinking of doing like kind of like a music history show.
Oh, cool. So
with like the same kind of like mixture of interviews and like music.
Yeah.
And kind of talking about people's like favorite just like moments in like music history. Then picking like a song from like that kind of like era and then,
Very cool.
Digging in deep on like storylines or like rumors from that time. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I'm interested. I'll be tuning in.
Okay.
So today we have a couple of things happening. We have a concert review. We have our Songs That Are Special For You segment. And then also just a bunch of new music that I've discovered very recently. So up first, we are going to be talking about the Earth Gang concert that happened over the weekend. They also had Benji and Guapdad 4000 opening for them. It was a very interesting concert. I will be talking quite a bit about it. But up first, before we go into that, we're going to listen to one of their songs. So here is Meditate by Earth Gang. I am just going to preface it with it does have explicit content in it, so please... Do watch out if that's something you're worried about. Here is Meditate by Earth Gang.
Okay, everybody wanna be a nigga, but nobody wanna be a nigga when it's time to be a nigga. If you're thinking it, just say it when you see a nigga. Please be clear, I rhyme, I do not mind. Read, I write the beat and have your girl ride the C train to me. So ride the D and give me brain. And you can see the stains I place upon the sheet, or you're gonna come for me. Well, my nigga, you better have an army at least. More than a gun for me. I'm more than a man under God, but the boy is a man. We ignore all the noise from the outlander. Stand out with a cannon, outstanding, south bandit. Don't panic, please. Cause if I get nervous, we get unsturdy.
Yeah. We start okay, nigga down. Nigga from, nigga slum, blue tongue, red tongue, nigga flavors, go ahead son, get you some. Nigga got a lot of gifts, but package door was always open. Jailhouse door never closing. My worldview was always shut. Trap spot was always bunk. And neighborhood was always crunk. See, I was outside risking snake eyes with my life chances. Stakes high on the outlet with the moonwalk, Michael Jackson dances. So shuck a job, nigga, bustle nine, shoot behind the line, my only advances. USA eat me like a cancer. UK eat me like a cancer. Getting money and they tag the crib ass King James with the fucking answer. Still a nigga out in Calabasas. Still a nigga when I greet the masses. Over office presidential grasses. When I fuck my white girl and I meet a daddy. I know deep down inside many hate that shit. Plotting for the perfect time to bury me. Nigga, please show them the green like a caddy. Verena, Serena, them daddy. But that shit don't change my appearance. Asians like that's my nigga. Latins like that's my nigga. White folks like that's my nigga. Till it's time to die. Bye bye, nigga. Now don't get offended. That what you're giving you hard time. Come to your block and you hardline. Why did I come at the wrong time? But see, I sent comments to the earth. Me, I was humming at your birth. I put colors on the spectrum. I let you assign them worth. Looking for peace in America. Looking for peace when I stare at you. Looking for peace in America. Looking for peace when I stare at you. I be looking for peace in America. Looking for peace when I stare at you. Boom. Looking for peace when I stare at you.
You know I'm here for the nigga shit. Whole life, man, nigga is. My mama let a project nigga hit. Set it up so when I meet the Reaper, hard let my son read the benefits. Nigga shit on social media, get a nigga pinched, end up in the pen. Surrender your independence till the sentence finished. Even with no pot, you gotta cut the pissing. Burning bridges with my tunnel vision. Bitchily niggas fuck kinda lingus. For me like a nigga, none existed. No negativity, negativity. Why you being silly? Fucking with me, giggity, giggity. When I'm in the city, they're a docky litty. Now this lit is I'm finna be. I just wake up and do shit differently. I can never say that out of my ability. Long as we waste, nigga, Joe one feeling me. Nigga lost faith and quit on me. I just tuck him in the back of my memory. One monkey don't start no show. My niggas got goals and responsibilities. So you know by any means, really mean any and everything to the team. Nothing off limits, nigga. Ain't gon' keep shit clean. Me and my niggas, them niggas that they should've never let go free. Niggas got me talking through my teeth like I'm 50 Cent in 03. Ain't no cool to kids, nigga told me what they told me, what it's gon' be.
Looking for peace in America. Looking for peace when I stare at you. Looking for peace in America.
looking for peace when I stare at you. I be looking for peace in America. Looking for peace when I stare at you. Ooh. Looking for peace when I stare at you. Looking for peace in America. Looking for peace when I stare at you. Looking for peace in America. Looking for peace when I stare at you. I be looking for peace in America. Looking for peace when I stare at you. Ooh. Looking for peace when I stare at you.
Lift them titties up. Thank you. All that go in. Hey! Fickle PD, nigga, look. Hey, man, get the fuck out of my way, boy. This the lift driver, yo. Boy, I shoot your ass. All right, let's do it. Ooh. Smoking with my gun. I ain't got no gun for the
party. So that was Meditate by Earth Gang. I'm going to talk about their concert before playing another one of their songs and then playing a song by one of their opening acts, which was Guapdad 4000. I will say I was extremely impressed by both opening acts. The first one that came on was Benji. And, you know, you kind of get used to thinking about opening acts as someone that's kind of like the main artist, but probably not as good. But sometimes they'll bring on someone that's completely different. So I remember when I was talking about The Neighborhood and talking about Brockhampton, their opening acts were like just very strange when you think about the, I guess, title act. And so I've kind of gotten used to the opening acts just being like, you know, an opener. As per the name, but I found that I was really, really impressed by both of these opening acts. Benji had a very cool way of kind of talking to the audience and making sure everyone was, you know, enjoying their time and really bringing in that audience interaction, which I always talk about and which I always really, really love. Had a great way of kind of bringing the audience in to the music and into the stories that he was telling. And then the second opening act, which was Guapdad 4000, was also very, very animated, having a lot of fun. You could see that he was enjoying it. And I find that when artists really enjoy their piece, so does the audience. A few months ago, back in May, when I went to see the Japanese House, the opening act to that was just not having a good time, and you could tell, and it was just very monotonous and very just kind of, yeah, kind of sad. If we're being, well, I mean, you know, in all honesty, it was just, I was just kind of watching it and thinking, this person doesn't want to be here, and because of that, neither did I. And I feel like that's a big thing as a performer. It's like when people go to work and they say, you know, leave your troubles at the door. I feel like it should be the same thing. Like, leave your troubles off stage. Don't come on stage with, like, a bad attitude or with, like, a sad attitude. Unless, obviously, you're singing a sad song. Like, if Adele came on and, like, laughed her way through Someone Like You, I'd be very concerned. But if you're, like, entire set is just you being very moody, I just feel like that can impact the audience, especially if the next act is animated. And so I was just very, very, very impressed with both of these opening acts. I think they both did a really, really good job. I think they brought the crowd together. They separated the crowd apart when there were, you know, moshing moments. I think it was Guapdad 4000 who actually jumped into the crowd and started moshing with everyone. That was pretty cool. I really love that interaction that artists give the audience and when they talk to the audience. And I know that throughout this concert, I was so impressed that they kept talking to the audience and not just, are you guys doing okay? Like, how's it going? But they would actually pick out people in the crowd and be like, hey, I can tell that you know this song. Or like, hey, do you want to help me split up the crowd? Oh, you over there, like, great job. I can see you, you know, dancing. And I just think that's so, so, so important. And I think that's so spectacular. In one of the songs, I think it was Earth Gang actually brought up like five members from the audience and had them do like a dance-off kind of thing, Which was crazy, you know? I think that's incredible when people really acknowledge their fans, and not even just as a, hey, I'm really glad that you all came out tonight, but as a, I want you to be a part of this performance and a part of this journey that we as musicians are going on. And so then I am going to play the song by Guapdad 4000 now, just so that you can get a little taster, and then talk about the title act, which was Earth Gang. So here is Gucci Pajamas, which we actually were all brought in to sing, as he performed it on stage, by Guapdad 4000, featuring a couple big names as well. So I hope you enjoy. Once again, explicit content warning.
It's a check. Are we? Oh.
Back, just been over. I damaged that shit, distract me from the hints that she's stealing all my shit. I got options, at least I thought. I can't find all the shit that I bought. Did I actually buy the shit? No. Hey, she got me running through a checklist. Ooh, girl, be fucking with the bestest. Yeah, she always touching on my extra shit, but my extra shit's never basic. Hey, she act like she spent money on this. Don't gotta steal, let's fucking chill. She's in my closet, take all my shit, then plead the fifth. Ain't that a bitch, yeah. Go ahead, mama, turn me up till I forget about them red problems. I'd rather pay the time with you than have fair problems. I'll let you spend one night and now. She don't wanna give me my Gucci pajamas back, just been over. I damaged that shit, distract me from the hints that she's stealing all my shit. I got options, at least I thought. I can't find all the shit that I bought. Did I actually buy the shit? No.
Look, she tried to steal all my clothes on some broke shit. Then tried to throw away my Gucci on some woke shit. Then tried to link up with my exes on some cult shit. That shit is weird. Left-handed chandelier. Hit Atlanta, disappear. Witness protection, I see her damn reflection in the mirror. Get that Windex on them spirits, I just need a can of beer. Was spotted like Panda Bear. Now all my pajama wear is whiter than Santa Beer. Whiter than Bon & Bear. Whiter than Sunny Cher. Why did she steal my shit? Why did I even share? How did she steal my drip? Give me back all my shit. Why did I even share? Give me back on my clothes. Kleptomaniac bitch. Ocean's 11 shit. Give me back all my shit. Give me back all my clothes. Stealing all of my bits. Popping up at events. No way you not my bitch. So bitch, leave me alone.
My Gucci pajamas back, just been over. I damaged that shit. Distract me from the hints that she's stealing all my shit. I got options, at least I thought. I can't find all the shit that I bought. Did I actually buy the shit? No.
Gucci pajamas.
Gucci.
Gucci pajamas. I don't need Gucci pajamas.
Gucci.
I need a restraining order.
She don't wanna give me my Gucci pajamas back. Just be over. I damaged that shit. Distract me from the hands that she's stealing all my shit. I got options, at least I thought. I can't find all the shit that I bought. Did I actually buy the shit? No.
She won't give them back. She won't give them back, no. She won't give them back. She won't give them back, no.
Is this music? I can't get enough of that sweet music. Hey, how about we get some music? Oh, there is music playing? That's great. I love music. If I ever have a kid, I'm gonna let him listen to music, because music seemed pretty fine to listen to.
Want some more of that sweet, sweet music? Listen to Dialectic with Dan and Chase, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is my favorite part coming. The song's over? I know.
All right. So, yeah, please do listen in to Dialectic right after my show today. And so, talking about Earth Gang. That's what's up next. You are listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR with Valley. The Earth Gang concert was this Saturday, so this past Saturday, at Venue Nightclub downtown. It's called Earth Gang, is the band, and Mirrorland is the tour that they're currently on, along with like Monster Energy and a couple different opening acts as they go along. And so I have spoken a bit about those opening acts, but now moving into the title piece, which is Earth Gang themselves. Great performance, first of all. I have to say I was very impressed. I wasn't really sure what to expect. I know that I was quite shocked at the beginning that they were performing at Venue, because for me, venues are very, you know, kind of softer kind of area. The concerts that I've been to see at Venue have all been very like indie and very, you know, I'd say smaller names. So I went to see Jacob Ogawa there and the Wombats, and you know, that, you know, smaller artists and a lot more, as I said, you know, indie and alternative. So I was very interested to see how Earth Gang would kind of use that space. I have to say they did a great job. I think the cool thing about Venue is that the stage is very close to the audience. So you feel a part of the performance, even if you are, you know, obviously just a spectator. As I mentioned earlier, they got people on stage, which was incredible. They would talk to different people in the crowd. They would make sure everyone feels included. They had a thing throughout the night where they would say, when we say Earth, you say gang, Earth, gang, Earth, gang, which I thought was great because that gets everyone really excited. The crowd was good. The energy was really, really good. You could tell that everyone there wanted to be there. You go to concerts sometimes and, you know, people are kind of standing towards the edge and not really into it. I think they sold out this concert, so everyone there wanted to be there, and I think that's always really, really great. And I think that's actually a really good side to having a smaller venue, is that with bigger venues, you just kind of want to fill the space. So you'll get a lot of people who are kind of like, I don't really know them, but why not? Whereas I think with a smaller venue, they did a really good job of making sure that everyone there was enjoying it, was singing along, was dancing. The front area was very mosh pit. And it wasn't a bad mosh pit, because I know that, you know, so we're on Word on the Street together, and we talk a lot about, you know, Vancouver's moshing terrible abilities. Yeah. But I found that everyone was really, you know, doing a good job. People were having a lot of fun. People were jumping around, dancing around, singing along. And I think that they have great energy. And a lot of their music really is, you know, it's strong, it's powerful. There's a lot of like meanings in their music. There's a lot of like hidden meanings as well. And I think that they did a very good job of showing that to the audience and performing it. And they had, I've said it before and I'll say it again, just great, great energy. And I was very, very impressed. I'll actually be doing a write-up about the concert for Discorder this month. So if you are interested in learning more about Earth Gang's concert, please do give that a read. But yeah, to conclude, basically, it was a very good concert, and they are an incredible duo, and they just had a very good stage presence. That's the words that I was looking for. Just really great stage presence. And so before we move on, I will be playing one last song from Earth Gang. This is Up, again, from their album Mirrorland, which is the one that they are kind of promoting on this tour. Once again, explicit content warning. Here is Up by Earth Gang.
Exclusive. Just another day in these filthy, sweet Atlanta streets. Back on a greenback hunt. One for the money and two for the loot. You want to run with bulls, best tie your shoe. I make all your dreams and nightmares come true. Now I've got you. Now get back on your feet like giraffe, elephant, kangaroo. Can't come through these promises unless you cool, unless you know.
my world, now I make the rules. I say who lives, I say who dies. I push the button, I save the kids, delete your crew. Call me John Q, call me Olu.
Bitches, I've arrived. Fillin' on my eyes. Sexin' in the sky. Make a whoopee, make a wait for the motherfucking guy. Well, I ride.
See, I go loco for my freedom. It's the only thing that's real these days. No fear, no shame. Matter of fact, let's get this straight. I ain't no rap.
Love.
See, triumph come from dying. Some enjoy come from crying. Sometime healing come from killing. Rich shit, nigga shit. Climb on up, die, go. Rich shit, nigga shit. Climb on up, never fall. Rich shit, nigga shit. Climb on up.
Overnight, nigga, these people don't care about you. Came up in the jungle, gotta get my partners at the zoo. What's the price of love? Okay, look.
Pay dues, no more fake news. I'ma do everything that they said that I can't do. Miss me with that artificial, baby. I ain't fooled by the filters of the angles. You don't know yourself when you're coming to someone. You the type to let it train you. All I'm saying, make money, don't let money make you.
Okay, motherfucker, let it talk about all I ever wanted, like it never matter. When the eyes come back, I collect the data. Oh, I bet you thought your head was educated. Bet you thought that you escaped the mess of lying to yourself. You the greatest at the round of applause. Dripping out toothpaste, cancer, got claws. Life is a car, tonight in that drive. I'm taking hiatus, wetting they palm. Always had a certain je ne sais quoi. Pull up on your bitch like it's my friends. But what you thought, boule, boucou, shit. I beg my sense, why sense, why take no days off. Ain't no problem there, that case of what you made out.
Ines actually has a really nice, cute little story to share with us about her friend's experience at the Earthgang concert.
So when they kind of wanted everyone to like really get into it and start moshing, they split the crowd so like everyone could run up and like really get into the music. But then afterwards, they checked in and was like, is everyone okay? No one hurt? And then also, after the show, they stayed on stage for like 20 minutes and were just signing everyone's stuff and just like straight hanging out. They invited the opening acts back on stage and like everyone was just like, these guys are so sweet. And I think it just is such like a testament to their character and like definitely how much they appreciate fan engagement.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's always great when, because you know, you have, I know they had a meet and greet beforehand, but it's always really nice when an artist sticks behind and kind of says goodbye, and like signing people's stuff, that's great. One of my friends got his shoes signed and he was like, I'm never washing these ever again. So I think that's, yeah, I think that's a really, really good sign of character, but also like good sign of like a musician, because some musicians really do just kind of, oh, I'm here just to sing and then I'm gonna leave. Yeah. And I think it's really, really important when they engage with their fan base and with even just like audience members in general. Yeah, beautiful. I really like that story. And so up next, we are going to move on to some more music. On va jouer une chanson qui s'appelle Denise de Pizza Girl et après le jeu de partie 2 de Caroline Savoie. Les voici.
No, I'm not sad, I'm
still grateful for the days I had with you. No, I'm okay. I was told to take it day by day. I know that I'll be fine. I'll still be waiting at the halfway line with you. No, I'm not scared. I'm just a little more than I'm prepared. But I've got something I really wanna confess. Seeing your mad breath, velvet lips in that dress. I never wanted to be anywhere else. But that was years ago, you don't see yourself. Tonight, sitting in a parking lot in Venice. And then you drop down to your knees. Well, I just really wanna play some tennis. But your heart, it disagrees. And now you're looking at a guy called Dennis. Man, I swear he's 43. Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't jealous. Man, that really got to me. Don't go. My heart's deflated like a lilo. Well, I'm in the pool and now it's my go. I'm getting colder when I'm older and I fall apart. Well, I've got something I really wanna confess. Seeing your mad red velvet lips in that dress. Well, I never wanted to be anywhere else. But that was years ago, you don't see yourself. Sitting in a parking lot in Venice. And then you drop down to your knees. Well, I just really wanna play some tennis. But your heart, it disagrees. And now you're looking at a guy called Dennis. Man, I swear he's 43. Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't jealous. Man, that really got to me. Sitting in a parking lot in Venice. And then you drop down to your knees. Well, I just really wanna play some tennis. But your heart, it disagrees. And now you're looking at a guy called Dennis. Man, I swear he's 43. Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't jealous. Man, that really got to me. This melody sounds
perdre ma dignité. Mes genoux sont devenus faibles, donc je me suis mise à tes pieds. J'ai avalé tes mots et changé pour mes lendemains. Tu me chantes des promesses que tu brises le matin. Et j'ai cru les histoires que t'as dessinées sur mon corps. Je suis devenue une poupée avec laquelle tu joues dans le noir. Quand la lumière te réveille, tu pars toujours en douceur. Et tu jures à venir, même si le désir t'atteint ailleurs. Tu jures à venir, même si le désir t'atteint ailleurs. Je te crois, moi après moi, oh toi qui sais me décevoir. Tu me dis que c'est temporaire, qu'un jour on accueillera la gloire. La maison, les enfants, l'argent, l'amour qui déborde. Mais suis-je qu'un futur parmi plusieurs? Tu laisses traîner dans ton désordre. Gardes-tu déjà tes mains en réserve pour mieux me manipuler? Quand tu risques de perdre mes jambes qui s'ouvrent à ta volonté, suis-je celle que tu préfères ou juste la plus facile? Vas-tu m'oublier quand viendra ta prochaine victime? Vas-tu m'oublier quand viendra ta prochaine victime? ce n'était que du théâtre. Je serai la première à t'applaudir quand tu iras chercher ton Oscar. Si c'était vrai par moment, si tu m'aimais vraiment, sache qu'on n'aimerait pas ce qu'on aime comme des objets qu'on échange. J'ai compris tes manigances, mais en retard et sans armure. T'as visé droit mon cœur, tu ne t'es pas soucié des blessures. Tu t'es servi sans gêne et sans pitié. Quand on joue sans règlement, quelqu'un finit par se blesser. Quand on joue sans règlement, quelqu'un finit par se blesser. N'ose même pas revenir avec des milliers de pansements. Je n'oublierai pas les bleus que tu m'as fait avec le temps. Je te pardonne, mais je te quitte. Je me suis détachée de ta laisse. Tu ne goûteras plus à mes lèvres. Je ne me pendrai plus aux tiennes. Si un jour tu reviens avec ton jardin de faux espoirs, je n'accueillerai plus rien et je ne leur donnerai pas à boire. Si tu m'en offres un bouquet, je saurai résister. Maintenant je sais que même les plus belles fleurs finissent toujours par faner. Même les plus belles fleurs finissent toujours par faner.
On vient juste d'écouter Le Jeu partie 2 de Caroline Savoy et maintenant on va écouter Volga de Cream Soda et Blushing de Between Friends. Oui, les voilà.
Thank you. and some stay. Green lights never turn to red. I see you, am I too scared? French kissing on your bed, and I feel so brand new. When you talk like that, I feel so brand new. Can you talk like that? Won't you say our friends are fading? Drive through your neighborhood. Pink sky never looked so good. You see me like you should. I thought you never would. And I feel so brand new. When you talk like that, I feel so brand new. Can you talk like that? Won't you say our friends are fading?
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Loneliness.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh,
everybody.
God, this is awful.
Isn't there
anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing.
Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
I've said it once, I've said it twice, I've said it a million times, and I'll say it again. There is no advert in the world better than the one that I just played. They took it off at one point, and I got really upset, and I asked, like, six different people about it, and no one knew what I was talking about, but it's back, and I am so happy. We're moving into our songs that are special for you sector. So I've got two songs, two submissions for you today. The first is Take It Back by Blood Orange, Accra, Joba, which I was very happy about, and Justine Sky. And this was submitted by Maria, who said that she loves the song because not only is it a very slow and soft song, but it also has a lot of different like snippets of each artist, and they each have their own little story in themselves as well. It's also bilingual, and we always love bilingual music. So here is Take It Back. One last little explicit just content warning for you as well. Hope you enjoy.
Okay. right through it. One shot to make it through it. See, I'm a bit manic, depressive. Glad I didn't do it. If not for you, I would've. You and your family knew it. See, we were both born different. Science can't wait the spirit. I wish I called sooner. Guess that's my smoking gun. Discover intuition with you inside an institution. Like you, I picked my truth. Not sure what you believed in, but through you, I saw me different. In you, I found solution. What's clear as day is dark as night. I cannot see shit. Back out with all my demons. Blacked out for all my reasons. My reflected image vanished in the instant.
So thank you very much, Maria, for that submission. And up next, we have a song by Kavinsky and The Weeknd. I actually discovered Kavinsky a really, really long time ago and discovered the song Night Call. And I thought it was the coolest song ever. And I used to listen to it all the time. Very good. Very good memories. I'm going to play that one day. Just to, you know, throw it back. But here is a song by Kavinsky and The Weeknd called Odd Look, submitted by Armin. And the reason Armin submitted this song was, and I quote, because I kind of like it, unquote. So here, thank you for submitting that song. Here it is. So that was Odd Luck by Kavinsky and The Weeknd. Thank you very much for Armin and Maria for sending those both in. Before we go, I will play a couple more songs. The first one is If I Were to Call by Fjord, and then BBB Blue, or BB Blue, The Summertime Sadness Edit by Milk and Bones. Actually, I might play BB Blue first, and then If I Were to Call by Fjord. Here they are.
Walking hand in hand, the night's coming to an end. I wish you didn't have to go. Between LA and Montreal, put a bottle of your cologne. We're together when I'm alone. Thinking about you, thinking about me. Make me feel like I'm